NHS Continuing Healthcare. NHS Continuing Healthcare, CHC, is a package of care funded by the NHS in England and Wales, but provided outside of hospital for people with significant ongoing care needs related to their health. NHS Continuing Healthcare, CHC, funding can cover care in your own home or in a nursing home, and, unlike social care, is not means tested. Receiving this care can make a big difference to a person's quality of life. To qualify for CHC funding, you must be living in England or Wales and assessed as having a primary health need. Different systems are in place in Scotland and Northern Ireland. This usually means you have nursing or healthcare needs which cannot be met by adult social care services. The assessment is based on the nature, complexity, unpredictability, and intensity of identified health needs, rather than a specific diagnosis. CHC assessment can be a complex and daunting process. National data shows that in 2024, only around 1 in 5 people who were assessed were deemed eligible for CHC funding. There is also a significant variation across the country, revealing a postcode lottery where some people are funded while those in a different area but with similar needs are refused. Joyce Shearsmith cares for her husband Colin, who is living with PSP. Joyce has her own health problems, which makes caring for Colin especially challenging. They experienced quite a battle to get CHC funding. Their first attempt was unsuccessful. At the second attempt, they were awarded 60% of care costs. Learning from past experience, the couple ensured they were well prepared for the second assessment. They had their son, daughter, and Colin's occupational therapist in attendance. The outcome from this meeting was that CHC would fund 60% of the new care package, and Joyce and Colin would fund 40%. The care package consisted of one carer visiting 3 times a day. Joyce said, "Securing CHC funding has been something of a battle. However, getting awarded 60% of care costs has made a big difference. We now pay approximately, depending on weekends, £611 a week for Colin's care, which, while not ideal, is doable. We also have a 3-hour sitting service where a carer takes us out. This is a lifeline for us. I'm not allowed to take Colin out alone, so it feels like a little touch of normality. We can spend a couple of hours in a garden centre and enjoy a coffee and cake together, like old times. In these moments, I feel like I'm Colin's wife and not his carer." Joyce asked CHC for an early review meeting because of her own health challenges and the impact it has on her caring for Colin. The meeting was held in November. Joyce said, "The meeting went really well and CHC agreed to increase the care package to 4 visits a day with an extra 30 minutes for 3 of those visits. The meeting was much more friendly and understanding than previous ones. I feel they took on board our situation and the impact it had on my own health." PSPA has information sheets detailing CHC and a checklist to work through in preparation for requesting a CHC assessment. Sadly, we hear from many people who have been refused funding. We are currently compiling evidence of the experiences faced by people with PSP and CBD and will be publishing a report in the spring. Helen is a carer for her husband, Pete, who is living with PSP. At first, they self-funded Pete's care, and after a difficult and challenging process, were finally awarded CHC funding in May 2024. Helen estimates that they were paying around £36,000 a year for Pete's care when they were self-funding. When they were finally told they would be assessed for CHC funding, Helen made sure she was well prepared. Helen said, "I gathered all the information and evidence together. For the initial assessment, there were 2 social workers and my son, who is an NHS consultant. In order to determine Pete's mental capacity, they tried to ask Pete a series of questions, and it was clearly making him quite distressed, as he is non-verbal. It was then agreed that the assessment would be undertaken with best interest. They also saw how he couldn't do anything for himself. Because he was non-verbal, they said they were unable to tell if his cognition was poor. I remember them asking how I knew when to give him a drink. I replied I didn't. I'd just offer it to him throughout the day to ensure he remains hydrated. A month later, a full assessment was held online, and Helen was told that Pete was being recommended for CHC funding. Helen said, Pete's care package is for two carers 4 times a day. It doesn't include respite care or his visits to the day centre 3 half-days a week, so I continue to fund those parts of his care together with sitters if I want to go out. But I am grateful that the financial burden of paying for Pete's personal care at home has been lifted. Paying for carers 4 times a day alongside all the other costs would have been over £100,000 a year. Securing CHC funding has taken away a huge amount of anxiety and stress. Caring for someone full-time is hard enough without worrying about the finances. Securing the package has also meant that we feel more connected to the NHS. I know Pete is getting the good personal care, and as his wife and carer, that gives me peace of mind. Share your experience. We are gathering experiences faced by people with PSP and CBD in NHS continuing healthcare assessments in preparation for our campaign to improve CHC funding for PSP and CBD Awareness Week. If you would like to share your experiences, please contact us at communications@pspassociation.org.uk. Contact PSPA Helpline on 0300 0110 122 or email helpline@pspassociation.org.uk if you would like to speak to someone or request information on CHC funding.